Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. That's a fun way to start the episode. Hello, everybody. How's it going with you? This is episode 229, and I am your host, Spencer, and I am here to talk about some frosty words. We're going to get so frosty in this episode. The first word is frontward, also, or possibly frontwards with an S. Adverb or adjective from 1865, and it means toward the front. I'm looking frontwards. The camera is looking frontwards to me. The camera's frontwards is my backwards, and my frontwards is the camera's backwards. Let's make a sound effect. How are we going to do this? We're going to go, let's see. Let's just go, That's a good sound. Now we have the word froar, F-R-O-R-E, adjective from the 13th century. Froar, haven't heard of this word before. The synonyms are frosty and frozen. Frosty and frozen is froar. Why doesn't it say archaic or obsolete? Who is using this word? Let's see. This word is from the Old English fiosan, which means to freeze. So, yeah. Why did we lose this word? Where did it go? Word, hello. It's froar. If you're just describing something as frosty or frozen, it's froar. And I don't understand why we don't have this anymore. Next is frosh. F-R-O-S-H. Noun from circa 1915. The synonym is freshman. Ah, yes. For some reason, the freshmen in the school, we call them froshes. Frosh or frosh. And it says it's by shortening and alternating. It's an alternative of freshmen. But why don't we call them freshes? Why frosh? Why did we get the O in there? This podcast is just me asking questions about words. Frosh. Oh, the plural is also frosh. One frosh, two frosh. Three frosh, four frosh. Next is frost. First form noun from before the 12th century. Number 1A is the process of freezing. So because it's a noun, it's the process. This guy, he was falling over. He had a little too much to drink last night. All right, so the process of freezing is frost. Now, I would think frosting, the action of it, but it's the process. It's not the verb, it's the noun. Okay, fine. 1B is a covering of minute ice crystals on a cold surface. Also, ice particles formed from a gas. From a gas to... It freezes directly from a gas? Here's the gas, and then it freezes. Does it skip the liquid form? Freezing gas... but yes, of course, if you have a cold surface, maybe the inside of your freezer is cold and there's ice crystals on there from the water it froze up. It said, I'm going to freeze. And then it's, you're like, oh, that's frost there in your freezer. Remove the frost. Your freezer is so frar because it's frosty. Anything else that's frost? I got no frost. Nope, everything's pretty warm in here. Number 1C is the temperature that causes freezing. The temperature of frost is the one that causes freezing. It's frost. What is the temperature of frost? Is it 0 Celsius, 32 Fahrenheit? Number 2A, coldness of deportment or temperature, also an indifferent, reserved, or unfriendly manner. So number 1 was all about literal frost. Number 2 is about your demeanor, maybe. Maybe your demeanor is frost. You have frost when you are unfriendly. You're reserved. You're indifferent. You don't care at all. You're just given a cold talking to them. I am not this way. I don't have a frost. I could never have a frost. Unless I'm just in a bad mood. I mean, I guess that's possible. But I am quite the opposite of frost. And what did we have before? We had something all about, frigid. That's what it was. Yes. Frigid and frost. If you have that in your personality, I think those are pretty similar. So now we got number 2B. The synonym is failure, as in the play was a most dreadful frost. That is a quote from Arnold Bennett. The play was a frost, so it was a failure. It just left me feeling frosty. I didn't feel any of the warm emotions. I felt the coldness of the hand of failure. Ugh. So this is from the Old High German, Frost, and there's more at the word freeze. So freeze must have some additional etymology, which was way back a while ago. Now we have the second form of frost, which is a verb from 1635. It's only transitive. Number 1A, to cover with, or as if with, frost. But especially, here we go, to put icing on. And what are you putting icing on? It might be a cake, or it might be a Pop-Tart. Just yesterday, I saw a meme or something where somebody said, why don't we frost the whole Pop-Tart? We have the technology. It doesn't need to be just the top. There doesn't need to be an edge of no frosting. Oh, we'll get to the word frosting soon. So yes, can you please frost the whole Pop-Tart? And also cover with frost. Just frost the whole thing. The first part is the... Now, you'd think that this would be 1A and 1B. To cover with or as if with frost, that's the ice crystals. The Mr. Freeze is coming in frosting everything, but it's not the icing. And then I think 1B should have been to put icing on a cake. A cupcake, maybe even a brownie? Frosting on a brownie? Okay, but here's the real 1B. It is to produce a fine-grained, slightly roughened surface on. An example of what that is on is metal or glass. So you are producing a slightly roughened surface on metal or glass, and that is frosting? Yes, because there is frosted glass. Maybe you want some frosted glass at your bathroom, maybe on the door or a window, because you don't want people to see inside. But if it's frosted, they can't see inside. They can't see what's going on. You still have privacy or privacy. Maybe they can see a body, a thing moving around, but they can't tell what it's doing. Frosted metal. That one I'm not so sure about. I don't know if I've come across any frosted metal. Number 2, to injure or kill by frost. And what you are injuring or killing, it's plants. So you probably are not doing this because you can't shoot out frost to kill plants. Out of your hands, out of your ears, I don't know how you would even do that. But this is more like the weather. The weather is frosting the plants and killing them. Because, oh my gosh, it went down to very cold last night, and there was a mist in the air, and everything got frosted. Put some frosting on plants? Next, where are we at? We now have number three, which is to make angry or irritated. The example is, that really frosts me. I got so frosted when you made me angry and irritated. Can you please take it back? Can you apologize for what you said? Because I don't like feeling frosty. Getting frosted is not how I want to be living my life. That really frosts me. Okay, so I missed it. There is one intransitive all the way at the end, which is to become frosted. So you might be the cake, the metal, the glass, the person who got irritated or angry. What else might you buy? You might be the plants who got frosted. Oh, we've been frosted. Overnight, we are injured. Anything else, you know, something that's cold, you got frosted. You got frosted. That's it. Next is frostbite. First form, this one is a verb from 1593. It's transitive. To affect or injure by frost or frostbite. The action of frostbiting. I've been frostbitten. Once bitten, frostbitten. I don't ever want to be frostbitten. It's very bad. We're going to learn a little bit more about that when we go, The second form of frostbite is a noun from 1813. It is the superficial or deep freezing of the tissues of some part of the body. Examples of those parts of the body would be feet or hands, because they are the extremities of the nose and the ears also. But also the damage to tissues caused by freezing. That's really just the general idea. The living tissues are going to get damaged when they get frozen too much. If you put too much frosting on your toes, then your toes might get frostbite. It says compare to frost nip, which is coming up later in this episode. Haven't heard of that one. It's superficial or deep, which basically means it's either on the surface or it's real deep, and that one's even worse. This is very, very bad, and you don't want to spend much time in the cold because you might get this frostbite. I don't know why we're using the word bite here. The etymology is not saying anything. It's keeping its little mouth shut. But it's like the frost, the cold, the freezing has bitten away, eaten away at your tissues. And I don't like the idea of that, so I'm going to stay toasty and warm. Not frosty, toasty. The third form of frostbite. This one is the adjective from 1941. Interesting. The verb was in the 1500s. The noun was in the 1800s. Why did it take so long to get the noun? And then the adjective came over 100 years after that? Okay, so this is done in cold weather. Something that's done in cold weather is frostbite. Like the example, frostbite sailing. Frostbite sailing, why are you going to go sailing when it's cold? Maybe the water is so frozen you can't even do it. But no, it's probably still liquid, but it's just cold. It's not freezing, it's just cold. Let's do some frostbite sailing. Raise the jib, throw the yarn. But also, there's more. Of or relating to cold weather sailing, as in frostbite sailors. So do they only use the adjective frostbite for sailing specifically? Is there anything else that you can do in cold weather? Let's play some frostbite ultimate frisbee. where we're going to be running around a lot, so we're going to warm up. It's fine. I don't prefer to be in the cold weather, so I shall do no frostbite anything, because I might get frostbite. Frostbiting is next, noun from 1965. This is the sport of sailing in cold weather. So this is a thing. This is a whole thing that some of the sailors like to do. They like to take their boats out in cold weather. I hope they're putting on wetsuits or something to stay warm. What is the point? What is the enjoyment? Going sailing in the cold weather. Let's go do some frostbiting. Doesn't sound fun to me. This is not appealing at all. If you ask me to go frostbiting, I will probably say no. Just no. Frosted is next. Adjective from 1947. Having undergone frosting.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
As in frosted hair. Says that when you get maybe the tips of your hair just more shaded lightly, silver, blonde. Oh, I want some tips that are frosted. Yes, I've seen those. Just the tips of your hair are very blonde, and the rest of your hair is black, and it looks a little silly. It's like you got dipped. You got dipped in a thing just a little bit, and your hair got frosted. The frosted that I prefer, the thing that I prefer having undergone frosting, is maybe some flakes. Those frosted flakes. They went and got themselves frosted. They got their tips frosted, but they didn't get frostbit because they're not cold. They're just frosted. But of course, we got other things that are frosted that we talked about before. We got the cakes and the Pop-Tarts and the brownies and the cupcakes. And sometimes cookies got frosting. Let's see, any other things that have undergone frosting? Glass. Yes, that is right. Of course, glass. And metal, they say, but I don't know. I've seen, like, brushed metal. Is that frosted metal? I don't think so. There's no frosting on it. Frosting. That's it for frosted. And now I shall go. Next is frost heave. Two words. Heave is like heave-ho. Noun from 1941. This is an upthrust of ground or pavement caused by freezing of moist soil. So when the soil that is moist freezes, what happens? It gets pushed up. It gets pushed up from the ground because I think that when it freezes, it expands. The water expands. So it's like, whoa, we got more soil. So right, it's the frost heave, the upthrust of ground or pavement. Maybe the soil is under the pavement and it freezes and it's going to push the sidewalk up. And we're like, we got some frost heave going on here. The pavement got pushed up because we had some very sudden, we had a big rain and then everything froze. So the whole ground is like 3 feet higher than it used to be because there was so much moist soil that froze. A frost heave. It's called also frost heaving, and I've never heard of it. Next is frosting. Frosting, noun from 1858. Number one, the synonym is icing. What do you call it? Do you call it frosting, or do you call it icing? I guess I go back and forth. It's just whatever the context is. Can I have some icing? I'm going to eat the icing. I'm going to eat the frosting. I think I use frosting more. But why? Why do we use the word frosting or icing for that matter? What's interesting is that they both are dealing with ice. When you put the frosting or the icing on the cake, is it like, Was the original idea to make it look like it was cold? Never really thought about that. Icing, frosting, it's sugar. Maybe the sugar crystals look like the frost crystals? Okay, now number 1B, the synonyms are trimming and ornamentation. Just put some frosting on the hearth. Just make it nice. Maybe the Christmas tree. Put some frosting. Maybe bleach the tips of the Christmas tree. With that, we're going to call that frosting. Number 2, this is lusterless finish of metal or glass. It has no luster. It's not shiny. It's very matte and flat and lusterless. The synonym is matte. Okay, now this is a different matte, M-A-T. The matte that I was thinking of is M-A-T-T-E, like matte paint. But also, there's more, a white finish produced on glass. And that's by etching, possibly etching on the glass. Maybe you're like writing some words on the glass and you're etching it, maybe with a tool, maybe with like a sand blower thing. I think I've seen those where you like cover everything that you don't want to get frosted, and then you blow it with sand and you're like, look, I frosted it with sand and now it's frosted. It's frosting. It's a layer of something on glass. Number 3, the lightning. The lightning of small strands, the lightening of small strands of hair throughout the entire head to produce a two-tone effect. And the way that you are lightening the hairs is by chemicals. You're putting chemicals on your hair to lighten them up. I prefer the ends of my hair to be lighter than the rest of my hair. So let me just put some chemical. Which chemicals? Just any chemicals is fine. No, don't do that at home. Stop what you're doing. You got to get the right chemicals. Maybe even have a professional do it. Don't do it yourself. Unless you know what you're doing. And then you can. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not going to go get some random chemicals and frost my hair. I'm not going to make some frosting up in there. It says compared to streaking. So I think this is all of the definitions. Icing, trimming, ornamentation, lusterless thing on glass, all of those things, the lightening of the hair, it's all streaking. We're going streaking by putting frosting on our flakes. Now we have frost nip. One word, noun from 1967. This is the reversible freezing of superficial skin layers that is usually marked by numbness and whiteness of the skin. So if you are out in the cold for a little while and your tissues get numb and white, you might have the frost nip. It's reversible, though. Once you get to that point, if you are physically able, get out of the cold. Be done. Go by the fire. There are people, though, who are not able to do that, and that's when they get the frostbite. If you're like, my fingers are numb. I should not be out in the cold anymore. That's frost nip. It's just a little nip of frost. Just a little nip. It's reversible. Any more than that, you might get the frostbite. It's like an animal nipping. I'm the frost animal, and I'm nipping at your tissues, and just a little taste. Oh, but wait, no, you have hung out here long enough. Now I want a bite. I want a bite of your tissues. Frost work is next. Noun from 1729. This is the figures that moisture sometimes forms in freezing. I just had to make that as bad as possible because it was going downhill. Frostwork. The figures that moisture sometimes forms in freezing. And the example of where this is happening is on a window pane. You've probably seen this. I've definitely seen this. I quite enjoy looking at the frostwork, and I didn't know it was called frostwork. This is the stuff when there's moisture on the window, and then it's real cold, and then the moisture is like, ooh, I'm gonna get frosted, and I'm gonna make some swirly crystal figures on your window pane, and you can call me frostwork. Jack Frost is doing a great job at his job. Frosty. Adjective from before the 12th century. Number 1A. Attended with or producing frost. Attended with frost? I'm going to attend the ball with my date, Frost. So I am Frosty. Okay, the synonym is freezing. Oh, it's so freezing. It's frosty. It's being attended by frost. Number 1B, briskly cold. Briskly cold. The synonym is chilly. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can deal with a little bit of it, but I don't like too much frosty chilliness. Number 2, covered or appearing as if covered with frost. Covered with frost, or it looks like it's covered with frost. The synonym, I think I've seen this once before, it's the word hoary. H-O-A-R-Y. The example is a man of 65 with frosty eyebrows and hair. That is a quote from Nan Robertson. So I am guessing that hoary and this frosty word in this context means that there are some maybe silver or gray or white hairs in the hair, the eyebrows, the beard, whatever it is, then that's frosty. Because we're talking about a man of 65, so he very likely has some of those white hairs coming through. I have not gotten to the hoary phase yet of my life. I have a few white hairs that are poking through in the beard, but largely, no. No. Okay, covered with frost, one day, when I get very, very old, I will be frosty. My hair and maybe my beard will be frosty because they are covered with frost. Hopefully, it's frosting. Number 3, marked by coolness or extreme reserve in manner. As in, his smile was distinctly frosty. That's a quote from, does that say Earl? I think it's Earl Stanley Gardner. His smile was distinctly frosty because he was so reserved in his manner and he was really super duper cool, like Cool Joe. So how do you smile? I feel like reserved in manner is like no emotion. But when you're smiling, you're not reserved. What's a frosty smile? Is that a frosty smile? I'm kind of reserved in my smile. I'm holding back my emotions. I don't know. What's a frosty smile? Show me your best frosty smile in a post on social media and tag me. Frostily is an adverb, and frostiness is a noun. And how much frostiness do you have? I've got all the frostiness when I walk in winter. I've got frostiness. I guess we should mention Frosty the Snowman. Before we get too far into this, we're almost at the end. Frosty the Snowman was a very happy soul, and he jumped around, and he had a hat, and he had a scarf, and he made all the children very happy because he knew how to sing and dance, and they thought that that was funny, and he provided them with entertainment. And then he went away. I think he died and he melted. What a clever name to call him Frosty. We are now done with the frost words. Our last word, two forms here, is froth. F-R-O-T-H. First form, noun from the 14th century. Number 1A. This is bubbles formed in or on a liquid, and the synonym is foam. Let's see. Well, we have a hand soap that foams. I don't really understand the point of it. Seems like we've got them all over the place. We've got hand soap that foams when you press it out of the container. And am I not good enough to foam, to froth the soap on my hand by myself? Why does it need to be pre-frothed, pre-foamed? I don't really get the point of that. Are people just so bad at washing their hands that it needs to be pre-foamed? Does it work better when it is frothed? So tell me what you think about hand soap, frothed and foamed hand soap. It's got bubbles, bubbles, bubbles. Number 1B, a foamy slaver sometimes accompanying disease or exhaustion. A foamy slaver? Ooh, when you're diseased or you have exhaustion, maybe your mouth, your saliva maybe gets foamy, frothy? I don't know what a slaver is, but I assume that that's correct. I think when people have the rabies, they get kind of frothy. Number 2, something resembling froth, as in being unsubstantial, worthless, or light and airy. It's worthless, light, or airy. It's unsubstantial. It's just like very light and like bubbles. They're very light and unsubstantial, so it's frothy. What's frothy? This podcast is not frothy. It's very substantial. Let's see. The etymology says this is from the Old Norse frotha, akin to the Old High German afrilthon, which means to froth. So that's it. I don't know if we had any frost etymology other than from the word, I guess, frost, something that means similar to freezing. Let's see, is there any, we had that way at the beginning. Yeah, frost is the Old High German frost, same word. And there's more at the word freeze, from frioson to freeze, and that's it pretty much. Yeah, I thought there would be something more interesting than that. But now we shall go to our very last word. It's the second form of froth. This is a verb from the 14th century. Let's see, is it only intransitive? Is there any? Yes, it's starting with intransitive. This is, number 1, to foam at the mouth. Again, I think the rabies. I don't know any time else that you would be foaming at the mouth. Number 2, unless it's metaphorical, you're very excited about something, then you might be metaphorically frothing. Number 2, to throw froth out or up. What is throwing froth? Here's some froth. I'm going to throw it. I've washed my hands and now I shall froth the wall by throwing the soap on the wall. Number 3, to become covered with or as if with froth. I've been frothed. The example is whole groves froth with nodding blossoms. And that is a quote from Amy Lovejoy, and it seems like maybe that's in a poem. Whole, whole, like all of the groves, whole groves, froth with nodding blossoms. The blossoms, they're nodding. Are they saying yes or no? All right, transitive is number 1, to cause to foam. I'm going to froth the soap. Number 2, to cover with froth. Maybe those are nodding blossoms that look like froth. And number 3, the synonyms are vent and voice. And I don't really understand that context. All right, well, that was enough of that. Maybe we're going to have some more froth words. We're going to have one more froth word in the next episode. And then we got some more chilly words. All right, let's pick a word of the episode. Shall we do that? Okay, let's do that. Let's pick one of these words as the word of the episode. What did we have today? We had front word, fror, frosh, frost, frost, frostbite, 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 frostbiting, frosted, frost heave, frosting, frost nip, frost work, frosty, froth, and froth. Well, I do enjoy some good frost work on the window. Sometimes people, you can spray some stuff to make it look like it's got frost work. But the actual frost work is very beautiful. The crystally things that happen. I don't like frostbite. I'm not a fan of that. So I'm not going to pick frostbite. I did enjoy the word frore. Frore, is that the correct pronunciation? I mean, it sure seems like it would be. Or is it frar? Frar? Rar, rar, rar? It's frosty and frozen. Anything else about here? Here around the frosty, frost, but maybe let's pick frosted. My flakes are frosted. I enjoy stuff that's frosted. Frosted, frosted. Go around and frost everything. Make it all frosted. Make it covered in ice and snow and icing. Make it all frosted. That's going to be the end. It's just, we found it. We found the end. The next movie that we watched was the movie Rebecca from 1940. This is an Alfred Hitchcock movie. And it's just so hard for me to get past the oldness of this, the stylized nature in which they talk. Did people really talk like that in the 1940s? Maybe a little bit. But there's a speed of the banter that is just feels so fake. And, you know, I just have to accept that it's a stylized thing. It's an artistic thing just for the movie. It's a piece of art. It's not meant to be reality. But yeah, it's a good movie. Anything about it to say? It's a bit of a mystery. What is going on with Rebecca? Rebecca. Oh, Rebecca. The whole story is surrounded around you, Rebecca. All right. That's it, I guess. Yes, let's finish this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer frostily dispensing information with no frosted tips. Goodbye.
They're great!
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.